Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all adoration. We say thank you, Father. 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 We say thank you, Father, because we are made for signs and for wonders. We say thank you, Father. We say be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. Tonight, we cannot afford to be cold. We cannot afford to be absent-minded. And being honest with you, you cannot afford to be absent-minded, cold, and not paying attention tonight. No, this is not one of those teachings. This is one of those teachings where you will pay all of your utmost attention, and if possible, that you are praying in the spirit alone. Can you say to yourself, I am for signs and wonders? Signs and wonders follow me. This is the experience of signs and wonders. I have looked around, and this is one of the reasons why I did, sincerely speaking, Christianity was not attractive to me until I realized what Christ really was about. And I discovered that what was the reason, one of the reasons for the unattractiveness of Christianity, was the treatment or the understanding of Christianity as a religion. Praise God. Growing up, I was born in a church. I grew up in a church, but Christianity was not attractive. As I'm speaking to you now, I used to be a man that believed that God was a peripheral. I used to be a man that actively taught people that God existed and then he had no business with men. That God has done everything he would do by giving you a mind. So as such, I didn't believe in anything, supernatural interference and all of those things. Talk less of signs and wonders. And here I am today speaking to you. It takes an encounter with Jesus to go from someone that does not believe in spiritual realm to believe in the living God. It takes an encounter with Jesus. And many of us have had such, being honest with you, it seems as though we didn't have an encounter, but we have had many of such wonderful encounters, but the natural, the natural senses that we have chosen to live by have dampened it. You need to wake up. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. I'll be reading all scripture from my end to avoid interruptions and interference because we're recording this session. Praise God. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Now, we saw the Lord Jesus in his earthly walk. He was unhurt. He was, so from the time he was given back to, he spent 30 years on the earth. And no single miracle did he do. He did not do a single miracle all through those 30 years. 30 years. He didn't do one. He didn't heal the sick. Didn't raise the dead. Son of God. Oh, did I say Son of God? God walking in the flesh. Praise God. But we need to witness a change in the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He used to be known as Jesus, the son of Joseph, until the Holy Spirit came upon him. Hello? And he became known, the whole world knew him as Jesus, the son of God. He used to be Jesus, the son of Joseph. Yes. Although effectively was God working in man, but his manifestation did not, the outlook of him did not look much more than God, did not look that, as in, like God. Men called him the son of Joseph. But when the Holy Spirit came upon him, something changed about him. Praise God. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Bible says that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? And with power. And he said, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Hallelujah. Somebody will leave this place tonight after this teaching. The testimony of people about you is that God is with you. Bible says, for God was with him. Listen to me. He was God in the flesh, living amongst men, the Son of God. But in manifestation, listen to me. In manifestation, people didn't see God in his life until the Holy Spirit came upon him. I am teaching you something very important. When the Holy Spirit came upon him, the fullness of what he is began to manifest. So the reason Christianity has not been so attractive is that we have been calling ourselves Christians, but people have not been able to look at you and say, no, she's a Christian. Hello? People have not been able to look at you and say, no, this one, she's a follower of Christ. This one, she's a follower of Christ. This one, she's a disciple of Christ. This one, no, there's nothing you can tell me. I know that sister, she's a Christian. I am not saying she's a Christian because she goes to church. I am saying she's a Christian because of the signs and the wonders that are following her. After God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, the Bible says he went about doing good. He was actively looking for solutions, I mean for problems to solve. Hi! No wonder signs and wonders were following him about. Praise God. It is important that we understand these things. Luke chapter 4 and verse 17. Tonight we're talking about the experience of signs and wonders. How you and I can continually become a bundle of signs and wonders. Luke chapter 4 and verse 17. Let me share this testimony with you. I remember sometimes ago, this was the first time, very first time I had an experience that was, how do you put it now? It was not a personal experience. It involved another person and it was supernatural in nature. Praise God. Now, I was just sharing the word. Was I really sharing the word? No, I was just teaching. Teaching wisdom of the word normally, advising these guys. And one of them said, sir, I have a problem. And she explained her problem. And I said, that problem cannot exist. It's not possible. That problem is existing because of this I explained to her. There and then, I had just continued talking about other things. There and then, the spirit responsible for that problem had to get out. It had been exposed. By reason of design, listen to me, you were created to be light and salt of the earth. And so light is designed to expose darkness everywhere. How is your own light not exposing darkness? So one of the things you must first understand about signs and wonders is that it is the product. See, listen to me. Signs and wonders are not goals. They are products. So you don't lock yourself up in a room praying for hours so that you can come out and begin to manifest in signs and wonders. No, you are trying to get done by your strength and by your praying what is done by the Spirit of God. Are we together now? There are things, please do not mind. Pay attention to me tonight, please, by all means. Luke chapter 4 and verse 17. The Bible says that, and there was delivered to him. This is the Lord Jesus now. You know, he grew up 30 years amongst these people. All right? They knew him as the son of Joseph. They knew him as the son of Joseph. He grew up amongst them. And then he went from amongst them, was baptized with the Holy Ghost, and then he came back. Now, when he came back to his own city, this is what happened. And when he came to Nazareth, verse 16, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, listen, everybody, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Listen to me. You have been going to places before today. They have been seeing you. You know, you have been going to meetings. People have been seeing. They have even been mocking you. Christian, are you the first person to be a Christian? They have been mocking you. Don't worry. Something will change about your life. That when, the next time you go, their testimony is different. They will begin to wonder if there's something wrong about you. All of your mockery will turn to praises to the glory of God. Just wait. The Holy Spirit came upon him. He went to that place. And it says, and the Bible says that there was delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, look at this, everybody. He found the place where it was written. He found the place where it was written. Verse 18. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Praise God. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. Look at what happened. This is not the first time he was reading in that synagogue. This is not the first time he's reading scripture to them. Hello, but this time, praise God, this time around, the Bible says in verse 20, the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. He just came and he read scripture for them. Listen to me, praise God. He just came and he read scripture for them, and all of them could not take their eyes off him. Something had happened. Huh? What happened? There has been the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I know you have not been taking the baptism of the Holy Ghost serious. I know that you have been baptized with the Holy Ghost, and then you have the Holy Ghost dwelling in you. Hallelujah. Taking the fellowship of the Holy Spirit serious, because you just don't know what it does to the life of believers. Here was Jesus. They knew him. But this time around, he came and read scripture for them. And this time around, they could not take his face off him. They kept looking at him. Something had changed. Praise God. And when he realized that they did not take their eyes off him, he said, and he began to say to them, verse 21, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. All he said was that this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And the next thing is that, and all the people bore him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, they begin to ask themselves, wait, is this not Joseph's son? This guy grew up amongst us. We know him. When did this happen? He had had an encounter. Hello? This was not the kind of encounter that came as a result of praying. This was not the kind of encounter that came as a result of, you know, any other things. This was the baptism of the Holy Ghost at work in him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Praise God. This is the Lord Jesus we're talking about here. So we see the pattern of manifestation of signs and wonders in the life of Jesus. And we see that it was the introduction of the Holy Ghost into his life. I mean, when the Holy Ghost came upon him, then signs and wonders began to manifest. Then miracles began to flow. Praise God. There are things we must understand. Now, same the Lord Jesus when he was speaking, when he was about to leave in Mark chapter 16. Let's read Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. That's an anchor scripture today. We want to understand the secret for manifestation of signs and wonders. So as I'm sharing these things with you in Numbers, take note of them. Let's read the scriptures first. Mark chapter 16. Now, verse 15. Now, and he said to them, this is the Lord Jesus speaking to you now. So, and he said to them, he said, and he said to me. Now, and Jesus said to you, hear this, go you into all the world and do what? And preach the gospel to every creature. Now, go ye into all the world and do something. Preach the gospel to every creature. We must understand this. Jesus didn't say, go ye into all the world and pray to every creature. And pray for every creature. And pray with every creature. He didn't say that. He didn't say, go ye into all the world and gather people to pray. He said, the first assignment I am giving unto you is that you should go into the world to preach. Why is preaching important? Praise God. Why is the preaching important? Now, the preaching is important. Listen to me. Because deliverance is preached. Hello? The preaching is important because the words that are preached is the carrier of the power. So without the preaching, listen, I'll be frank with you. Without the preaching, it will be difficult for the manifestation of the power to show forth. Why? The reason is because the preaching enables the person you are speaking to believe. We'll look at it extensively. Let's go ahead. He said, preach to this creature. And I said, he that believes, anyone that believes what is being preached to them, he said, they shall be saved. But he says, anyone that refuses to believe shall be damned. So it means that it is the preaching that introduces salvation to every man. Pay attention to this pattern. It is the preaching that introduces salvation to every man. So there is no point praying for someone that has not heard the word. It's a waste of time. What this means is that when we gather to pray as believers, we should understand that there is the place of the word before we pray. Praise God. He said, anyone that believes shall be saved. And I went on to say, and these signs shall follow. Can somebody say, these signs shall follow? These signs shall follow them that believe. The signs shall follow them that believe. Pay attention to the pattern. This is the secret for the manifestation of signs and wonders that you are wired for. These signs shall follow them that believe. Now, at this point, let's begin to make bullet points. And if someone to jot this bullet point down for us in the group, please. Let's begin to take bullet points. Now, point number one, you were wired for signs and wonders. Point number one. In John chapter 1 and verse 12, the Bible says that as many as believed in, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. As many as believed him, he gave them power to become the sons of God, to become like him. And if Jesus being anointed by the Holy Ghost, went about doing good, and signs and wonders were following him, it means that you were wired just like him. Praise God. That's the first point. Now, point number two. You have received the empowerment to manifest in signs and in wonders when you receive the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Let's read the scriptures one after the other. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. I'm saying point number two, you have received the empowerment to manifest in signs and wonders when you receive the Holy Ghost. There is no other requirement. Listen to me. The empowerment for the manifestation of signs and wonders is the Holy Ghost. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good. So the anointing was the Holy Ghost and with power. Praise God. And the instant that happened, it was an encounter that changed his life and the testimony of people about him. So from the day you have received the Holy Ghost, you have had an encounter that is designed and, I'm being honest with you, intended to change the testimony of people and God concerning you. Now, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. This is just proof that receiving the Holy Ghost is receiving the empowerment for signs and wonders. We are looking at proof now. Acts 1, 8. The Bible says, this is the Lord Jesus speaking here. He said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come on you, and you shall be witnesses to me. Praise God. Praise God. Point number two, you have received the empowerment. So Jesus said, you will receive power. So the way, there are things that we need to understand and be clear about. The way to receive power in the kingdom is by receiving the Holy Ghost. So from the day you have received the Holy Ghost, you were no longer powerless. So after receiving the Holy Ghost, you can still live a powerless life. Let me begin to operate these things now. Now, listen to me. To receive the Holy Ghost is not a guarantee of the manifestation of the power of God in your life. No. You still need to learn to fellowship with the Holy Ghost to bring out the manifestation. So it is not automatic. Yes, you receive, listen, I'm being honest with you, you receive power. So receiving power is not by organizing prayer meetings. Receiving power is not by locking yourself up in the room and praying. Receiving power is not by anything that you do. It's not by rituals, it's not by anything, but by receiving the Holy Ghost. Power for signs and for wonders you have received. Can somebody say again, I am made for signs and wonders? Now, point number three. The secret to the manifestation of power in your life. Listen to me. The secret to the manifestation of power in your life is to become witnesses. Praise the Lord. The secret to the manifestation of power, generally now, in your life is to become witnesses. So one of the major obstacles that we have is that we have believers that have received Christ, that have received the Holy Ghost, and the only thing that they are concerned about is themselves, their families, and what people think of them. they are not genuinely care. I mean, they don't genuinely care about witnessing Christ. They are not interested of being ambassadors for Christ. Even when they say we want to be ambassadors of Christ, the only thing that they are thinking about is how they can use Christ to become great and people can know them. And they think that when people know me and I'm great, at least they can know that it is by the grace of God. That's not what we're talking about. Witnessing Christ is first and foremost impacting lives. In fact, Jesus said, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. As a result of receiving the power, you shall be witnesses. So the secret to the manifestation is witnessing. So if you want to begin, listen to me now. If you want to begin to experience the power of God in your life, from today, start witnessing Christ. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Before we say point number four, let's go back to Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. It is important for us to understand these things. Witnessing Christ. You were designed for signs and wonders. Quite all right. You have received the empowerment for the signs and wonders. Quite all right. But the manifestation of the signs and wonders, okay, comes as a result of you doing something, and it is witnessing Christ. That something is witnessing Christ. Witnessing Christ. Not preaching sin. Not witnessing hell. Not witnessing wizards. Not witnessing for witches and wizards. Not talking about the power of darkness. Not discussing the power of sin. Not discussing about the ministry of Elijah, the ministry of Daniel, the ministry of Jacob, the ministry of Israel, and begin to look for, you know, stories in the New Old Testament to share with people. That's not what we're talking about. Witnessing Christ. And witnessing Christ is telling people about what Jesus has done, first and foremost. We need to understand that the emphasis of our crusade, the emphasis of our gatherings, the emphasis of our meetings must be Jesus and what he has come to do. I'll be honest with you. An unbeliever has no business with Elijah. He has no business with whether Elijah brought down fire or not. Are we trying to show people, introduce God to the people that can't see God except through Christ? So you have to be careful in your approach to people. You must understand that the first thing people should hear about you is Christ. So witness Christ. And now, how do you witness Christ? Witnessing Christ is not just about preaching Christ. It is about talking Christ. Everywhere, you are talking about Christ. Not just talking about Christ, you are also acknowledging the things that have been given to you through Christ. Let me emphasize on this for a minute. Because witnessing now is not just about, it's not just about preaching. It's also about testifying. So one of the things you must understand for the manifestation of the power that is in you is that you must constantly learn to talk about the power of God that is in you. I'm being honest with you. You must constantly confess, testify before people, testify to yourself that God is able to do these things, that God is at work in you, that you are one with the Father. You constantly talk to yourself that I tread upon serpents and scorpions. You constantly talk to yourself that no weapon fashioned against me can prosper. You make this your communication. if you have been talking about this for so long and people have been hearing you talk about it, the day they witness it happen to you, they come to you saying, no, how did you do it? Now that's witness. It isn't just about preaching. Because you might, some of us might be like, I don't have time to be preaching. But you do have time to talk about God's work. You do have time to talk about what Jesus has done for you. You do have time to talk about, make it your communication. Make the gospel your advice to people. Make the gospel your communication with people. When people are saying there's a cast lifting down, there's a casting down, you communicate lifting up to them. It is time to get out of your shell and boldly witness Christ. If you're going to experience signs and wonders, praise God. Now back to Mark chapter 16, number 17. Now the Bible said, Jesus was speaking, says, he said, go ye into all the world and do what? And preach the gospel. And I've just told us that preaching the gospel is a part of witnessing Christ. Preaching the gospel is just a part of witnessing Christ. It's not everything. Praise God. Praise God now. It's a part. Witnessing Christ is beyond preaching. Witnessing Christ means that you communicate Christ even when you're not preaching. You communicate about the things that God has done through you, God is doing for you, and God is about to do through you, even when people are not interested. Let people say you are boasting, it's all right, there's not a problem. Let them say you are bragging, it's not a problem. It says, these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now hear this. Point number 4. These signs shall follow them. Point number 4. The signs are designed to follow, not to be sought after. Are we together now? I hope we're taking note of this point. Point number 4. The signs and wonders are designed to follow. So contrary to what we may think already, you are not to seek after the signs and wonders. You are not to actively go about looking for signs and wonders before you believe. These signs shall follow. And so, if the signs are to follow, it means that something is to go ahead. Praise the Lord. If the sign is designed to follow, it then means that something is first and foremost designed to go ahead. So it means that the signs and wonders, essentially, still part of point number 4, are a product of what have gone ahead. And what is that thing that has gone ahead? Go ye into all the world and preach. So the preaching of the gospel, praise God, is the first thing that precedes the manifestation of signs and wonders. Now, listen to this. If you are preaching the gospel and signs and wonders are not following you, check for two things. One, check if what you are preaching is really the gospel. That's one. Two, check yourself. Have you received the empowerment? That is, have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Now, what I'm saying is this. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost and what you are preaching to the people is the gospel, then the signs will follow. Hallelujah. It is important that we understand these things. The reason the signs will follow, praise God, is because it is the Holy Spirit that will make these signs work. And the Spirit of God responds to the Word of God. Let me repeat. The Spirit of God responds to the Word of God. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth. The gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation. So, what produces the power of God to salvation? What, how do you put it now? What the Holy Spirit responds to, okay, acts upon when he wants to do the work of salvation is the gospel of Christ. Are we together now? Understanding this is key. Understanding this is key. So essentially, as you become carriers of the gospel, as you become witnesses to the gospel, the signs and the wonders will follow. This is the promise of God for you. So signs and wonders are designed to follow you. And if they are designed to follow you, you should not be concerned about what is behind you. What you should be concerned about is what is ahead of you. So the problem with us is that our emphasis, and this is why many people don't manifest in signs and wonders, and they end up going to take power from the kingdom of darkness, is that we have not been really introduced to the gospel of Christ. Most of our preaching and our teaching are on traditions. They are on, you know, acts in the Bible, actors in the Bible, prophets of old. You cannot be bringing up the church of God, the church of Jesus, with the teachings of Elijah. Are we together now? We can't be bringing up the church of Jesus with the doings of Elijah and expect signs and wonders to follow. It does not work that way. Am I saying we shouldn't talk about this, be men of God? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I am saying our emphasis is on the gospel of Christ. And sincerely, if we emphasize enough on the gospel of Christ, we will come to the fullness of all things that Christ has done for us in his work of redemption. Then we will realize the many things that he has made available for us. Then we will really see that we are able to do beyond even all of these prophets of old put together. Because you were not designed to emulate them. You were designed to do like Christ, to be like Christ, to do better than they were able to do. So Elijah called down fire from heaven when he was praying. Are we together now? But you will call out fire from within when you need fire. I am showing you things. When Elijah needed fire, fire came down from heaven. But glory be to God, you are now a son of the consuming fire. The fire would not need to come down from heaven. It will come from within. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. It says, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or ask for, but it says, according to the power that worketh in you. There is a power. Even God acknowledges that there is a power that is at work in you. God acknowledged that there is a power at work in you. And the manifestation of God in your life is determined by your ability to engage this power. Now, how did you receive this power when the Holy Spirit came upon you? So it is not like you lack the power for, it's not like you lack the empowerment for signs and wonders. My dear, you are equipped for signs and wonders. Signs and wonders are designed to follow you. What is missing? Hear me now. What is missing is that you have not learned that signs and wonders follow the witnessing of Christ.
Hallelujah.
So for signs and wonders to flow, you have to witness Christ first. Can somebody say signs and wonders follow me? Because it is God that is at work in me, both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Brethren, I dare say again that you are designed for signs and wonders. I dare say again that signs and wonders are designed to follow you. These signs shall follow them that believe. Now look at it. He said, in my name, they will cast out devils. He didn't say they will gather around with brooms and begin to beat out devils. It didn't say they would have to fast before they send out devils. It didn't say they would have to do rituals of transference or do many other things like that before they send out devils. He said, in my name. So to send out devils, all you need is the name of Jesus. Now let me teach you something. Now if you send out a devil from a place or from a being, you don't have to wait and watch whether it has left. No. You just see. He said, does follow. Hello. You speak according to God's word. In the name of Jesus, I insist, get out. You don't have to wait whether the person is rent up and down before he leaves. Believe in your heart that you have commanded it. It will go. It can't stay.
I want to go there now.
He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. He says, if they drink any, they shall speak with new tongues in the name of Jesus. So if you are struggling with praying in the spirit, you have been baptized for some time now, but you have not been able to pray in the spirit for one reason or the other. The Lord Jesus said, you just agree with me and say, in the name of Jesus, I speak with new tongues. Believe in your heart the prayer you have just prayed and open your mouth and allow the Spirit of God to fill it up. The issue is that it is difficult for us. We are waiting. We are expecting to walk at the same wavelength with the signs. I am emphasizing on this tonight, that the signs will follow. It says, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So you don't have to wait whether the person is healed instantly or not. You don't worry about that. Lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus, believing that they are healed, and go about your business. They will be healed. By the grace of God, I have been opportune to pray for different kinds of sick people, and they have received their healing in different interesting ways. Some were instantly. There was a particular boy that wanted to go and write an exam. He was practically shaking, and he had an exam in a matter of minutes. He was practically shaking and crying, and I was like, young man, what's going on? And he told me that he had a very terrible fever. He's there crying, practically shaking. And he has a very important exam to write. In fact, he's already scared that he's going to fail the exam. I said, ah, do you mind if I pray for you? And he said, he does not mind. Now, I laid my hand on him in the name of Jesus and prayed with him right there. Now, the instant we finished praying, it definitely didn't look better. But I knew that the sickness cannot stay. So I just told him, you will feel better from this moment onward. Now begin to prepare for your exam. And I left him there. I didn't bother checking back to see, do you want water? Do you want clothing? I don't have to be doing all of that. The sickness will leave. So by the time I came back about 5 minutes later, he was already up. Went for the exam. Did the exam. The next time he saw me, he came to say, thank you. So I said, no, thank God. That if you had not prayed for me, I don't think I would have been able to do that exam. You don't have to wait to check if the signs is coming. The signs will follow. You know why? Because it is the word of God that you have obeyed. It is the word of God that you have preached. It is the word of God that you have spoken. And the Spirit of God is at work wherever the word of God is at work. So learn to speak God's word into your business. Learn to speak God's word into your own life. Just speak God's word randomly. Learn to talk God's word to yourself. Praise the Lord. Learn to talk God's word to yourself. Don't forget, the signs and wonders do not go ahead. They follow. The signs and wonders do not go ahead. They follow. They follow. They follow. So I know that you would love to experience God. You have to learn to trust Him and practice His word. The signs will follow. It takes faith to be able to operate the steps. Obey the word, practice the word, the signs will follow. Obey the word, practice the word, the signs will follow. What I've just shared with you tonight is to remind you and to let you know that you have all that is needed for signs and wonders to manifest in your life. Nothing is missing. Especially if you are a born-again believer filled with the Holy Ghost, nothing is missing. I am speaking to people that are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost now. You have all the requirements. Forget the anointing, whether you are a pastor or not. The anointing that is surpasses all anointing is already upon you, the Holy Spirit. Forget the, I am not a pastor, I am not a this, I have not been called to the office of a prophet. Drop all of those things. You have been called into the office of a witness. Hello? Every believer has been called to the office of a witness, and the primary emblem that helps us to identify a witness is that signs and wonders follow. Are we together now? So I'm encouraging you. I am stirring you up. I put you to remembrance. Go ahead with the word. Go ahead witnessing the word. The signs will follow. Hello? Dare to talk about treading upon snakes. Dare to confess in the presence of people, in your secret, everywhere, that I am treading upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing can by any means hurt me. Dare to say it anywhere, everywhere, and see evil happening right beside you and nothing is happening to you. You can't be keeping silent with God's word and expect to automatically be saved when things happen. Become witnesses. Become witnesses. Don't forget, we're going to round off this meeting with the same scripture we started with, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and then he went about doing good. He didn't stay in one place expecting good to come to him. He went about actively. He went about actively. He was going about preaching. He was going about preaching. And as he was preaching, people were bringing their sick to him. He was healing them. Hallelujah. First and foremost, it was preaching. First and foremost, it was talking. First and foremost, it was sharing the gospel. First and foremost. First and foremost. At this moment, can we begin to declare signs and wonders follow me? I am wired for signs and wonders, even as we begin to pray in the Spirit now. I am wired for signs and wonders. Signs and wonders follow me in the name of Jesus. Make sure you are praying. Signs and wonders follow me in the name of Jesus.